Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I'm a team filling in for Qasim today, and our guest today is David. So David, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, cool. So my name is David Lloyd, born and raised in New York City, and I just moved back after 7 years of being elsewhere. Run an organic CBD gummy brand called Right, and our goal is to infiltrate Big Pharma and to replace them and to create a new standard in health and wellness. And our kind of 30-year goal is to become like the Tesla of food. But we're just getting started by building a really simple dietary supplement business, you know, mostly D2C, Shopify. We have a couple like home-based retailers, but for the most part, pretty simple, you know, pretty repeatable, and just loving it, getting after it. And it's a great time.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been kind of cannabis adjacent for a long time now. Basically what that means, I don't know if I can say this, but
sure, you know, yeah, you can,
yeah. A lot of people smoke weed, and you know, growing up in New York City, people certainly love to smoke pot. And so I was sort of familiar with it. At the same time, I was also undertaking this health journey where I was sick and I had chronic low-level inflammation. It was causing digestive issues and it was giving me dermatitis on my skin. I was able to trace the cause back to what I was eating. So, you know, I got into supplements. I got my first vitamin D supplements. That changed everything. I think that was my first step to restoring like my kind of self-sovereignty. And so, yeah, I got really interested in vitamins and dietary supplements, and I became kind of a local authority. And, you know, my friends, they always went to me with their supplement questions and stuff like that. And I remember like at boarding school, this was when I was like 17. Also, sorry if there's noise. I'm like,
no worries.
10th floor, quite a bit of traffic and stuff right now, I think. But yeah, so I was kind of the guy who everybody went to for supplements. And I had like shelves with just every kind of supplement you could imagine. Friends would come to me and I would make them a little baggie, like a little Ziploc bag. And, you know, I would just send them on their way and I would like tell them what everything is. And people really liked it. And so I kind of thought, okay, let's combine these two things that I know a fair bit about. And, you know, I didn't see anybody else selling organic CBD gummies with multivitamins in them. So we just found the manufacturers and, you know, got after it and been working on it for like 2 years now.
That's awesome. So I guess what made you, like, how did you like go ahead and like, you know, start this product? I think like so many people have these ideas or that they're able to help friends and, you know, but it's a different thing when you actually go and make that jump, right? So what did that process look like for you and what made you actually want to go start this business?
Yeah, I think it's really smart that you're like digging into the real cause. You know, I gave you the really practical, like kind of data-driven answer. But the truth is, like, to take any leap of faith, like starting a business and like putting your reputation on the line, there's something like spiritual about it. And for me, I think I realized I was shown this vision. And I think everybody's shown like their specific vision that they're meant to pursue. And I was kind of doing like the Jeff Bezos like regret minimization thing. I was like, okay, like, in 30 years, like, I don't want to wish that I had taken that leap of faith. I'd rather just like look like an idiot now if I need to and, you know, put myself out there and, you know, enter this sort of unfamiliar, uncharted territory where like I was young. I'm still young. I'm pretty young, 23, you know? And so, yeah, it was definitely something spiritual. And then I've gotten, my relationship with God has gotten way better. Like as I've kind of gotten more into building businesses. So yeah, that's kind of That's how I feel about it.
That's awesome. So what has been your biggest challenge so far in running and starting this business?
I think it's just getting people to care. No matter how good your idea is, no matter like how much the universe is conspiring to make it happen, it's still very much in your hands to like convince the people. Like that's kind of like your main like task. Like it's not always easy, like especially for me. You know, I've grown up around a lot of like kind of traditional, like suit and tie wearing people. And so to like be this kid who like comes up and is like, yo, I'm selling like pot gummies, you know, everybody's kind of like, okay, like, I guess, you know, and it's definitely like an unconventional thing. I think luckily, like everybody who's like younger, I say everybody like kind of younger than maybe 45, like totally gets it. But like my parents and like some of our family friends, they're kind of like, oh, okay, like David Lloyd's selling pot. Luckily, I mean, the overwhelming majority of people who I share the idea with are super supportive. But I think another thing I'm learning is like how to convert people's belief in you into like what you need for your business. Like for me, it's like basically revenue. Like, you know, like, I mean, for some people, it's just like attention. For me, it's just like, yeah, like how can I convert people's belief into like sales of organic CBD gummies? So, you know, getting better every day, like it's a process. And I think like, I see what you're doing and I really respect it. And it's a lot of just reps, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. So what has that process been like for you in terms of conversion? I mean, where are you reaching people? Is it, obviously you're mentioning word of mouth or people in your circle, but is it more so like social media marketing, or like where are you finding your new customers?
Yeah. So a lot of it is just word of mouth. I'll tell a couple friends and they'll tell a couple friends and, you know, like network effects, but definitely gotten some good sales off of TikTok. Just like trying to like talk about supplements and like review people's supplements. That's converted fairly well. You know, it's all organic. I haven't paid for any engagement or anything. That's good. But it's a lot of just friends of friends and like people around New York City and people at colleges, I think, you know, because I started when I was in college and I just graduated this spring, like in May. Like, yeah, you know, people love to be early to things and like people love to be taste makers. And so I think it's really fun when they can like take part in write and like rep the merch. Like, you know, I made some hats earlier this summer and like, you know, just send free packs out to people. And it's a great way to just get people talking about it. And I think that's done a lot.
Awesome. So in terms of CBD, obviously there's probably some level of regulation that you're dealing with. So how does that work if you're, you know, selling across state lines, or do you have any of that? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So rights available in all 50 states. Once you have like less than, I think it's like 0.3% THC, it's legal everywhere. Like every state's legal. That was really cool. Like I never wanted to sell THC gummies. That's not, you know, that doesn't really resonate with me. I think the people who do it, like cool. Like, I mean, clearly there's demand, but I just don't like to, I try to avoid promoting things that like take you away from yourself. I'd much rather like promote like just being your highest self. Like, yeah, like not like the highest self.
Oh yeah, you know? That makes, you know, sense. That,
yeah. So yeah, they're luckily like our manufacturers took care of all the regulatory stuff. They've been just incredible and like so great to partner with. You know, they're NSF sports certified and they have the CGMP certification and all that stuff. And right before we made our packaging, they were like in the process of getting their USDA organic certification. There's definitely some like kind of legal hurdles to jump. But for me, I was able to outsource that. You know, I think anybody who's looking to start a CBD brand, like they should probably just find somebody who's already done the years of the legal stuff and just kind of focus on distributing the product, like marketing.
Yeah, definitely. So what is the role of technology in your business?
That's such an like meta question. I love that. You know, like that one time somebody asked me, like, what are you working on? And I told them, you know, and I was kind of kidding. Like I was kind of making fun of the buzzwords and stuff. And I said, you know, I'm making tech enabled CBD gummies. The guy was like, or, you know, the guy who I said it to, like got the joke, but there was another person in the group and they were like, kind of, I guess, testing me. And they were like, okay, like, how is it tech enabled? Like, you're selling CBD gummies. What I told him is everything is tech. Yes, we have, you know, our software stack, and we have like Shopify and, you know, the payment processor and, you know, any CRM software and stuff like that. But I've been kind of learning that what was the first technology? Like, what was one of the first technologies? Probably speech, you know, and like fire. And so, like, I think that helps reframe it. Like, of course, I know what you mean when you're asking, like, how does tech like enable the business? But I think it's just fun to be like, you know, everything's kind of tech.
That's true. So what would you say, yeah, like, the role of artificial intelligence or machine learning is in your business?
Fiddled a little bit with like ChatGPT, of course, you know, had a like the Plus subscription for a while, was sharing it with a friend. I think it was two things. For one, it was, I was able to streamline a lot of my homework and like essays in college. Like, once like ChatGPT came out, like, that saved me a lot of time every week. And like, it gave me time to do like manual outreach. You know, I haven't really implemented like AI or ML in the ways that I think will be really powerful. Like, I think the saving me time was certainly helpful on homework. I have a feeling like there's a lot of untapped alpha in integrating like CPG brands with, and just kind of Shopify peeps and all those folks with like AI and ML.
Yeah, for sure. And the use cases that we've seen are like high level chat bots, which save, you know, small e-com owners time on customer service. And depending on your product, sometimes you're getting like, you know, lots of emails, people asking like the same questions over and over again. So it solves that problem of saying, hey, listen, I don't want to sit and answer questions, you know, 30 questions all day long. I can just use the chat bot as like a form of myself to engage with my customers.
Yeah. Do you think chatbots are up to snuff? Like, do you think they do the job?
I think the newer ones that use AI and ML do. The ones that we're probably thinking of are probably not as high level as the ones that we've seen. But I think even you look at Amazon, right? Their chatbot's not as high level as, you know, I think some of the ones out there. But it's like, they save so much money because so many people are just like, listen, I'm returning something. Okay, which item? Bam, bam, bam. And it's like, as opposed to, you know, how many people are you hiring to talk to, how many users, you know, as opposed to, it's like they just have these buttons that they press, get the receipt, go to the store, they can make an easy return. So it really does save lots of money depending on what scale. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a huge use case from what I've seen for e-com brands.
Yeah, I think you're well positioned for the trend. And like, I applaud you for that. I think you're clearly doing something right.
Yeah, it's something that we're definitely focused on. But I would say, in terms of your business, what would you say is your top priority the next 3 to 6 months?
Finding people to help. You know, I think like you hear all the time, like hiring is the hardest thing. And I think it's easy to find people who want to help like for a week or like a month, but it's hard to find people who will commit to how long it takes to build something incredible. Even like some of my best friends, like they've been so helpful, but like they just like want to do other things. Like, not everybody wants to be, you know, my employee. You know, I think it's hard. There's like a sweet spot, right? It's like people who are smart enough and ambitious enough to be good at what they do, to be good at what you're asking them to do, you know, but also like flexible enough and willing to let somebody else take the reins, you know. Like, it's kind of, there's a very small sweet spot.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just going to ask, like, if you're going to hire somebody, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for like a business partner? Are you looking for somebody to help with day to day, like social media tasks? Like, what are you looking for as you're looking to hire somebody to help grow your business?
Yeah, I'd love for somebody to make TikToks. I do all of my TikToks now and they're like kind of silly. Like, I don't put a ton of time into them. Like, I have fun with them. I think the returns on that, like the ROI is like surprisingly high for just having fun, like fucking around and finding out. But I think I'd love to put like maybe two kids in charge of just making a bunch of content on TikTok, and maybe like running our Twitter. That would be, I think, super helpful. And just one person who I think's doing a great job of that is this guy, Samuel Spitz. You might've seen him on Twitter. He's like the CEO of Gently. Gently, like for all your listeners, is this really awesome secondhand clothing aggregator. So it takes all of the best secondhand clothes from Poshmark and Grailed and, you know, The Real Real, and it puts them all in one place. And I think there's definitely demand. Like he raised some money from some pretty cool VCs, and clearly people are interested. And I just saw a tweet he made today, and like, he basically is just, they're making a bunch of gently TikTok accounts, posting a bunch of stuff, seeing what sticks. And I think they have like 100 more creators who they're going to be launching like through TikTok in October. So I think that's a great playbook. He, like, Samuel must have spent time studying what other brands are doing too, but just being prolific, having as many channels as possible, because nobody wants to surrender the fate of their business to the TikTok algorithm. You know, you don't know if they're going to hook you up or if they're going to like not push your content, you know? So to just kind of increase your surface area, like, I think is really helpful. And, you know, I love I'm saying that. I haven't even done that for myself yet. But I just have been thinking about that lately. And I think it's something that I'm going to get more serious about like next 6 months, just really try to dial in the content.
Awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before we started this company?
Not every company needs to be founded by a solitary genius inventor. Like, I think there's a lot of culture in tech in Silicon Valley of like, if you want to build the next Tesla or like, you know, the next Meta or whatever, you have to be like this, you know, kind of socially unpolished, hard to get along with, stays up all night coding, like inventor genius. And there's definitely like these people, like, so helpful to humanity, you know, like they're awesome. But I think in the beginning, I would have just told myself, like, don't take it so seriously, like, have fun. You're selling organic CBD gummies. Like, just like keep your friends close and like just keep it light. Don't grow bitter. Like, do it out of love. I think there's a key moment in everybody's life where like you have to choose between doing your work out of resentment and like wanting to prove everybody wrong and like, fuck them, I'm way smarter and going to be way richer. And then, you know, or you can choose the other, which is I do it out of love. And because I've been just shown incredible mercy and forgiveness already in my 23 years. And like, everybody deserves the same. You know, I think there's like, or there are probably a couple key moments, but like, for me, that came during college. Like, I was just like, yeah, like, am I going to keep doing this out of love? Like, or, you know, am I going to keep doing this out of like wanting to prove everybody that like I can do this? Or am I just going to do it out of unconditional forgiveness and just like, let's try to make it better for everybody? Like, be the host, be like the Earth's host.
That's great advice. That's really great advice. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
We're just going to keep at it. I'd love to raise some money. I think that would really help me. I'd love to optimize our fulfillment. It's really kind of far from optimized. You know, I think there's a lot of work I can do with that, which will be an exciting thing to start. Yeah, I'd love to just like to free up as much time as possible for myself so that I can work on just like talking to people, shaking hands and like spreading awareness and just like giving people a fun time.
So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website and social media handles? Best way for somebody to get in contact with you?
Yeah, totally, dude. So our website's RYT brand, BRAND.life. And you can find us on Twitter, @RYT_USA. And, you know, I'd love for you to just reach out on my personal Twitter too. I love talking to people on there as DHL_2000.
Well, David, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you guys keep growing and scaling, and we're wishing you the best of luck.
Thanks so much, brother. Great to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the support. See you guys.
Yeah, of course. All right. Bye.
All right, cool.